Podium Audio presents Dead Harvest, Book 2 of Ondragon, written by Annette Strohmeyer, performed by Neil Heligers. Prologue, January 12th, 2010. South Haiti, Route 208, heading toward Namargo, 4:25 p.m. The sky was heavy with the threat of rain. The clouds hung over the mountains as if they wanted to devour them. Gray haze was eating its way down the steep slopes, blotting out the rocks and trees. Christine Dadu moved fast. She didn't want to get wet. She didn't want her beautiful new school uniform, a pink dress her mother had saved up for, to get spattered with mud from the dirt track. When it rained, it turned into a sludgy river within seconds. Her head bowed, Christine hurried on, thinking of her father. Since his disappearance 3 months ago, the life of her small family had become even more difficult. His meager income as a tinsmith had gone, and Christine and her little brother often had to help their mother work in the fields after school. Christine was 9 and her brother 7. They didn't own much, living in a small hut made of boards and corrugated metal on a tiny piece of land where they grew corn, bananas, and squash. Fortunately, a small stream ran behind the property, so at least they didn't have to carry their water a long distance like some of their classmates. That was the only luxury they had. Christine turned onto the steep, narrow path that cut across the switchbacks of the mountain pass. It led through a forest of kapok and rubber trees. Christine knew every stone and every turn, but today, in the midst of the low-hanging clouds, the track seemed eerie and strange, like a path into the spirit world, into the world of Loas. The girl shivered, although the day was tropical and sultry. Normally, she would have been out with the other school children from the village. They all took the same route to school and always walked together, but today she was feeling unwell, and the teacher had allowed her to leave class early. Christine felt sadder and sadder lately, and often cried. She missed her father. Unconsciously, she raised her hand to her chest and clutched the gri-gri she wore around her neck. Her mother had bought the amulet from the Mambo in the village. It held protective magic. Her mother and brother also wore one. The haze grew thicker, creeping down the mountain between the tree trunks. Fearfully, Christine lifted her eyes to the branches. She feared that Marinette Boisheche might be on the prowl. A vicious female Loa, who liked to eat human flesh. Marinette flew through the woods disguised as a barn owl and silently swooped down on her victims to devour them. Christine's steps quickened. The forest was full of ghosts. They lived in the trees and the ponds and under the ground. Werewolves also lurked here. Her mother had warned her anxiously not to go with strange women, even if they seemed really nice and offered to help her. They usually concealed a loup-garou, who was on the lookout for little children. Christine's heart beat harder and harder against her ribs. Her thin chest rose and fell with each frightened breath. Her mother had also said there was a Bokor in the area, an evil sorcerer. People in the village also talked about it. They claimed that the Blancs, the whites who had settled up in the abandoned mine in the mountains 3 years ago, were working with the Bokor. Ever since the strangers had arrived, people from the surrounding villages kept disappearing. So had Christine's father, Etienne Dadu. One day he had not returned from Jacmel, which he visited regularly to sell his homemade tinware at the market. It was immediately clear to the villagers that the white Bokor was involved. But no one did anything about it. Everyone was afraid. Even Christine's mother did nothing. There was nothing that could be done against a dark wizard, except cast spells to protect yourself, she said. This was why she had taken 3 of her best chickens to the temple and traded them for the gri-gri pendants. Christine didn't know what the whites were doing up there in the mountains, and it was also forbidden to approach the buildings they had put up. But naturally, she had been curious. She had never seen a person with white skin before, so she had defied the prohibition and secretly climbed into the mountains. Christine listened. Somewhere ahead of her in the forest, she had heard a crackling sound. In the fog, the outlines of the bushes and rocks looked like terrifying creatures, but she knew her imagination was just playing tricks on her.